I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Gwane from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bregnell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town. And you are listening to Try with Coach Perry.
Welcome back onto the next of our videos. This is Try with Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got our triathlon coach, Rudolf Mordeer, with us once again. Rudolf, welcome.
Hi there. How's it, Brad? Thanks for having me.
Rudolf, it's awesome to touch base once again. And I wanted to sort of talk today a little bit about metrics. And we had a great question in on our forums on the Coach Perry online training platform. And it's about heart rate. Someone was saying they've obviously got certain zones that they're trying to stick to and hit certain numbers in their training. But they're finding that while they're doing it, often they're not hitting the numbers that they should be hitting. But they're feeling great. So their numbers might be a lot higher or a lot lower. But they're feeling fantastic during those sessions. How important is it to race purely by metrics or train purely by metrics, that you're making sure you're hitting those numbers? Or should you be training to feel and learning how your body reacts to different stimuli that you're sort of throwing at it during training?
Heart rate is a very, very difficult thing that changes dramatically. So for just an easy example, a lot of people, if you have a cup of coffee that you're not used to, then that elevates your heart rate immediately, also for a few hours. So heart rate is a very variable that you have. It changes dramatically. Also depends on, did you have a good night's sleep, or is there stress at work or home or something like that. So to give heart rate, to use that as an absolute training tool and just that and ignore feeling, I would not suggest doing that, just because it changes so easily. So if you go out for a training program or a training run, let's say you're having an easy run and you see your heart rate is higher, but the effort for yourself feels that it's an easy effort, then that's fine. Then ignore the heart rate and just carry on as you were. Same can be happening for, let's say you do an intensity session on the track and you need to run at a certain pace because that is your race pace, but your heart rate's lower. That doesn't mean you need to go harder to get the heart rate up higher. So heart rate is a good variable to measure to see how you feel day to day. When you wake up in the mornings, you can take your heart rate, and then if it's 10 to 15 beats higher, then you know, okay, listen, I might be getting sick, or I'm still fatigued for the previous day, so maybe I need to take it a bit easier. But that doesn't mean that you just listen to heart rate. If you're going on feel is also very, very important. So yeah, for my advice is use heart rate, but don't only look at that. Feel is very important. Even if you feel bad during a hard session and your heart rate's not high, it's still important to finish the session to get the feel of it, so that you know in race day, if you're feeling bad in race day, you know, listen, I have felt worse in training before and I finished the training session, so I can actually push through this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Rudolf, I agree with you. I mean, heart rate, and it's all numbers. I'm a firm believer of what gets measured improves. And if you are tracking numbers over time, and whether it's heart rate or power or whatever it is, you are going to see improvements over time. But it's also important not to live and die by those numbers, that you've got to take into account. Like you said, you might be having stress at work, or things are tough at home. You've got a toddler that's not sleeping, as an example. You've got to really take everything into account. You can't just look at the numbers.
Yeah, so if you can get more than just heart rate, so on the cycle when you get heart rate and power and you use those two together, then you can see, okay, today the heart rate is very high but the power is constant, so I might just had a bad night's sleep and the power is there but the heart rate's a bit high, so I'm still in my correct zone. And also other way around, if the power is normal and the heart rate's low, then also that might just be in a sign that you got fitter and your heart rate is lower because you're getting fitter. So the more variables that you use, it's easier to gauge your effort, but then also it's more difficult because you need to look at more things. So there's a fine line between living and dying by the numbers and then also going on feel. So you need to judge on feel and also on the numbers. So I would say a combination of all of those elements will give you the best. I would not just follow power or heart rate or feel, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to get some help as well and get some other eyes looking on that sort of info. If you do need some guidance and help on your triathlon journey, be sure to check out the Coach Parry online training platform. Head over to coachparry.com/triathlon and you can get all the details there. We've got a very interactive web and mobile app. You get access to all of our training programs. We've got you covered right through from a beginning sprint triathlon program all the way through to advanced Ironman. So definitely go check it out. Well worth a look. Rudolf, as always, thanks for your time today here on the podcast. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Sure. Thanks a lot for having me, Brad.